So if you haven't been here for a God at Work interview, it's really a privilege. It's one of my favorite things to do, and we haven't been able to do it much during COVID. So thank you, Colin. Colin is our intern here with us this summer, and good, he does need a microphone. And we're going to get to know him a little bit better. We do this for two main reasons. The first of all, we want to know how God is at work in your lives. God is at work working through you in your very different vocations and very different personalities, and we like to hear it's a testimony to God's faithfulness and his power. Also, it helps us get to know each other. So, Colin, we'd like to get to know you this morning. So, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from? And
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Colin, and I'm sort of from the island, but I've not lately been from the island. So, I was born in Nanaimo, and that's what I consider my home. So, quite close to here, relatively speaking. But the past few years, I've been at Bible College in Abbotsford. So that's sort of my temporary home where I've been living, you know, recently. And I'm very pleased to be back on the island, especially with the wonderful summer that we appear to be having. It's just great to be back. Yeah.
Cool. So, Colin, tell us a little bit about how did Jesus find you? How did you come to him?
Yeah. So I was born into a Christian home, which means that just like Jesus and God was just sort of like the waters that I swam in, sort of. Which means that I feel personally that my story of how God found me is really a story of the faithfulness of the people who went before me, the faithfulness of my parents and my grandparents and all the wonderful leaders and teachers and people within the church who stewarded what was given to them and created a place where I could learn about God and I could enjoy that. And I feel like part of my story is then to go on and be that to other people.
So you've been a student, and this summer, tell us about the work that you're going to be doing here. What's going to take your time?
Yeah, so I'm very excited that I'm going to be working, and I have already got the joy to work with the children's ministry going on here, which is just fantastic. And I'm also excited to be joining with the, youth. So like, yeah, junior youth and youth, and I'm just so excited to be with that. It's awesome.
Yeah, so this is a great experience that we get to have as a church, to be able to have someone come in and help us. Thank you. And also hopefully to contribute to you. So always let us know what we can do to encourage you in your ministry. So tell us, where do you see God at work in your work? I know you're young. You have lots of time to figure out what you like to do, what you love to do. But tell us, what inspires you and what do you love?
When I'm at school, it's Bible college. So it's interesting. It's very easy to not see God in your work because you see God in your, like, God is your work and your job is to, like, dig apart scripture and stuff like that. Yeah. So this past year, I've been sort of focusing on being much more prayerful when I approach that and asking God, hey, God, what are you telling to not just me, but to your church through this deep research into your word that I'm doing? And that's been a wonderful growth within my life, I feel, in the past year. But at a church thing, when I have the pleasure of interning, I love seeing God at work in the lives of kids and youth. That's just so fantastic to see how he works in their lives.
That's cool. So how can we pray for you to more closely encounter God this summer through your work? Is there anything that you're nervous about or struggling with that we can pray for you?
I would hope that you would continue to pray for COVID and the end of that, because I just want to be able to do more things with people, because doing things with people just builds that closeness so that you can have great conversations which contribute to, you know, a life of faith. So continue to pray for that. Just continue to pray for our children's and youth ministries in general, because I'm so excited for that, and I trust that your prayers are already with that, so I'm excited to join with you there. And pray for health for me personally, not that I'm sick or anything, but I want to continue to not be sick, and especially when that's what's going on. Yeah, so that's great.
So what's something that, as we're getting to know you and we're distanced and wearing our masks, what can we ask you about that you would love to tell us more about another time?
I love to talk about board games. If you ask me about board games, I will just, you might have a hard time stopping me.
So don't ask him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It depends how long you want to have the conversation, but I would love to have a chat with you about that. Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's pray for Colin and stretch out your hands toward him and let's pray for him. So Lord, we pray for Colin. We thank you for him. We thank you for the call that is on his life as a believer, and we pray that he would continue to walk in the ways that you have for him. Lord, I pray that he would learn so much this summer. He would learn about you. He would learn about himself. He would learn about other people, and it would be a summer that he looks back on as one that planted more seeds, and he can go back to the decisions he made and the things he learned. Lord, we pray. We do pray for the end of COVID. We pray that this pandemic would be over. Thank you for the progress that has been made. Thank you for the vaccines that are available. Thank you that the restrictions are decreasing. Lord, we thank you for all those things because we know we can be more instrumental in ministry, that our relationships can be deeper. And especially, Lord, we know that the kids will do a lot better as COVID comes to an end. So we pray for them. We pray for the kids in our church and in our community, and we ask that you would bless them. Lord, many of them have lost a lot during the pandemic, and their mental health may be struggling. Their social development may be struggling. And Lord, we pray that we would be a place, we would be a people who love them no matter what, that we accept them no matter what. And I pray that as he and Thomas and Ellie and the volunteers plan things for the kids and do things with the kids, Lord, that your spirit would be on them, giving them creativity, giving them endurance, giving them ideas. Because Lord, yes, we pray for the children and the youth of this community, and we know you have big things for them. We ask that you would anoint them with your power, with your spirit. We pray that many of them would have the story to tell that Colin has of parents who loved you, of a life that was immersed in you even at a young age. Lord, that is such a privilege and a gift, but we ask that for our children, that they would have that blessing, that grounding in you. Lord, we pray that you bless Colin with strength and health and everything he needs to do your will this summer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.